الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن العزيز والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected brothers and elders, the surah that I have recited in front of you is Surah At-Takathur. Takathur means to compete with each other in worldly goods, in materials, in status. All these things to compete in Arabic you call it takathur, meaning to want more and to compete with each other in wanting more of these materialistic things, of worldly goods, status, and possessions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the mistakes that we are doing, and is warning us. And if you see what is happening in the world, competition for status, competition for material goods, competition for possession, competition for money, competition for status, all this is happening within us. You don't need to look far, just look within yourselves. Look within your brothers, look within your family. You don't need to go far. One brother is competing with another brother. It may be not openly, but subliminally. You see, oh, he has this house, we need a house like that as well. Oh, they drive this kind of car, why are we not driving this type of car? And then a need is created where there is no need. And then we start going about achieving that. But what happens in the process is that it turns us away from our objective of our life and from the purpose of our life. And that is to follow the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been kept. That is the objective of your life and my life and every human being that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. Is that every single human being has been created to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is done by following the deen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us, me and you, for. So sometimes being so engrossed and so much into this, acquiring these materialistic things, position, status, objects, all these things, when we try to hanker after and we start to compete with each other, then we get sidetracked. We get diverted. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to warn us. Alhaakum at-takathur. That your competition within yourselves. I need to have this certain house. Or now I need to be living in that area. An affluent area, as it's called. To show that I have moved up the ladders of status. I need to have certain car to show what my status is within society. So this type of competition has diverted us. Allah is saying that competition in materialistic things, in possession, has diverted you. And we get so much engrossed in this that we forget our purpose of our life, and we do not remember until we die. Hatta zurtumul maqabir. Until you visit the graves. Throughout our life, we get so preoccupied with this that we forget our purpose until death comes and the opportunity is lost to come back on track. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forewarning us that do not lose sight of the objective that you have been created for. Do not forget why you are here. Do not forget that one day you would leave this world. Do not forget that you are here for a very short time and to fulfill a duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and a purpose. For Allah is saying afterwards, كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ. Oh no! This, if it wasn't for this, if it wasn't for the competition, if it wasn't for the society that we've chosen, that is pushing us towards this and making us forget why we are here, then we would have never have forgotten our purpose of our life. Kalla sawfa ta'lamun. Very soon you will know. Very soon you will learn what the truth was and what you have done. ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is corroborating that. Very soon you will know that doing these type of things has led you to destruction. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ ثُمَّ كَلَّا سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if you had true belief, if your yaqeen was strong upon the deen, then this would have never diverted you from the straight path. Having material wealth in itself is not a bad thing. It only becomes a bad when it becomes a mean of diverting you from the true path. Look at Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. His title was Uthman al-Ghani. He was a very wealthy person. Yet his wealth never diverted him from the true path. He used it to gain extra reward in Akhirah. Abdul Rahman bin Auf had so much wealth that when he passed away, he had so much progeny that he left millions at that time. Yet that never diverted him from the deen. So wealth per se is not a bad thing. But because of our weak iman, it diverts us from the deen. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, كَلَّا لَوْ تَعْلَمُونَ عِلْمَ الْيَقِينَ, that if you had that yaqeen in your heart, that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the path that would lead us to success. The deen of Allah is the path that will be the savior for us. The deen of Allah is the path that will earn us the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The deen of Allah is the path that will lead us to Jannah. The deen of Allah is the path that will give us inner peace. If we had that full yaqeen, my dear respected brothers, then these things would have never diverted us from the deen of Allah, would not have diverted us from the true path. So my dear respected ones, elders, today we see within ourselves where we are going wrong. Yet we put a blind eye. Yet we just blank it out. But my dear respected brothers, elders, no matter how much you blank out, kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun, these two angels will not blank it out. These two angels will write everything what you are doing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the day of judgment, He will make these angels give us the book. And the book will be in front of us. Then we will be told to read what's in the book. We will be told to read what's in the book. كَفَى بِنَفْسِكَ الْيَوْمَ عَلَيْكَ حَسِيبًا, that today you are sufficient. You yourself will be sufficient to understand what you have done and where, what goods you have done, what bad deeds you have done. You don't need another accountant or know somebody else to come and tell you. You yourself will know where you are going. لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةٌ وَلَا كَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. When we will read it, we will say, what is this with this book? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةٌ وَلَا كَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. That this book has not left any minute or big thing. Everything it has gathered in it. وَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا. And they will find whatever they have done in front of them. وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day will not do any sort of injustice. Any sort of injustice. If you've done good, you will be compensated for that. If you've done bad, you will have to pay for that. My dear respected brothers, elders, the clever person is he that before his final hour comes, he makes preparation for that. He makes preparation for that. This is why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Mutu qabla an tamutu wa hasibu qabla an tuhasabu." That make preparation for death before you actually die. Feel as if you are dying now. That you are about to die. What preparation do I need to do? Any moment my death will come. What should I do? That is the feeling that we should have. And then we make preparation. I don't know if I'm going to live for tomorrow. Not thinking, oh, I'm only 40. According to today's statistics, I'll probably live for another 45 years. Okay, don't worry. I'll do this and I'll do that. And I'll do this and I'll do that. No. When death will come, nobody knows. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-mawt wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah al-amani. That the clever person is he who controls his nafs, who controls his desires. مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. And he makes preparation for the life that is going to come after death. That is the life which will have no end to it. That is the life that if you make it good, it will be good forever. If it's bad, it will be bad forever. The least life is temporary. This is why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb aw 'abidi sabil." That understand the reality of yourself. And when you do, you will understand, you will know where you are. So stay in this world. "Kun fi dunya ka'annaka ghareeb," as if you are a foreigner. When we go to another country, for example, if we were to go to Sweden for 2 weeks, do we count ourselves a resident of Sweden? Now tell me, we are a foreigner, aren't we? We're there for a holiday or for a business trip, whatever. We are a foreigner. And a foreigner doesn't go there and say, okay, I want to buy a plot of land now because I'm here for 2 weeks. I want to make a nice big bungalow because I'm going to be here for 2 weeks. They're going to say, he's gone nuts. What's wrong with this? He's only here for 2 weeks. Why is he wasting so much money for? Why are you wasting so much? You're going to be here only for 2 weeks. It doesn't make sense. Waste of money. That's not a good investment. So, كُن فِي الدُّنْيَا كَأَنَّكَ غَرِيبٌ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stay in this world as if like you are a foreigner. You're not here for a very long time. أَوْ عَابِرِي سَبِيلٌ. Oh, like a traveler. Just like a traveler. What does a traveler do? Where he goes, he starts applying for planning permission to build a nice house or something, does he? No, he knows. At best, if he's got a lot of money, probably stay in a 5-star hotel and that's it, finished, gone. That's it. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, that you are not here. And we all know that we are not here for forever. Even the strongest, hardest atheist who does not believe in God, he doesn't believe in any religion, even he knows that one day he will leave this world. He doesn't believe in any sort of God. He's not a Christian, he's not a Jew, he's not a Hindu, he's not a Muslim, he's nothing. He doesn't believe in God. You ask him, are you going to die? He'll say, yes. I believe in that. So we all know about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He's reminding us. And this is the problem. We get so much engrossed in within our worldly activities. We get so much involved that we forget. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a beautiful example. يقول ابن آدم مالي مالي. The son of Adam says, this is my wealth, this is my wealth, or this belongs to me. Oh, but you know, sometimes they take people around, you know, see, this is my house there. Look at that house with nice big garden. Oh, have you seen my car there? Oh, you seen my business there? We do. يقول ابن آدم, son of Adam says, مالي مالي, this is my wealth, my wealth. وَهَلْ لَكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ إِلَّا مَا أَقَلْ فَأَفْنَيْتْ. His wealth is nothing but what he has eaten and finished. What he has eaten and finished, thus was his. أَوْ لَبِسْتَ فَأَبْلَيْتْ. What he has worn and made it old, that is his. أَوْ تَصَدَّقْتَ فَأَمْضَيْتْ. What he has sent forward in terms of sadaqah, that is his. وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ فَذَاهِبٌ وَطَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. And apart from that, he is leaving it for the people, not for himself. For his inheritors, not for him. He thinks it's his, it's not his. If he has inheritance for him, if he has no inheritance for the government, not for him. His is what he has spent and eaten and sent forward. Sent forward by terms of sadaqah. He's given in charity that he will receive in the akhirah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّنْ خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. That whatever you have sent, you will find it in Allah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Those who have not performed the sunnah, I request the fourth dimension.